Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. You will recall our last conversation reported that Brazil, Lula da Silva, had dispatched an armor column, not a huge one, but it certainly had modern weaponry, to the border with Guyana and Venezuela. And the suggestion was there was disorder in some fashion, though there was none to be seen. Caracas has made a claim on Guyana that is chiefly understood as bullying. Guyana is a very small country, formerly British Guyana. It is in possession, however, of a king's ransom of light sweet crude discovered by Exxon some years ago and now waiting for development and making the people of Guyana major stars in South America, except Venezuela has made claim on the very territory where the oil is just offshore. Lula da Silva sends troops to the border. And now we have this item just over the last days. Venezuela has deployed additional military forces and equipment close to the border with Guyana, according to satellite images. The move escalates the risk of war between the two countries over Essequibo, a disputed region claimed by Venezuela but administered by Guyana, and oil-rich waters off Essequibo's coast. Ernesto, I understand as a former foreign minister, you're not a conspiracy monger. I understand that. But two sudden military deployments, one by Lula da Silva's government, one by Nicolas Maduro's government, be a little suspicious for me. What are they anticipating? Why is Lula da Silva showing up?
So, John, I think the Brazilian display of force, or display of weakness, if you want, because it's not a large contingent, I think that's window dressing for the internal public opinion, for international public opinion, to show that, okay, Brazil won't let Venezuela use our territory, and we're concerned about what Venezuela is doing. But the bottom line, I still think that for Maduro and for Lula, who, in support of Maduro, the ultimate goal is to legitimize Maduro in the eyes of the international community, especially through an election where Maduro basically runs alone, and the West, the democratic countries, buy that. I think that's their purpose, and they use Guyana as a sort of a bargain chip for that. Which doesn't mean that they're not going to invade and grab a part of Guyana, but I think the land grab is not the ultimate objective. Also, if you look at the world chessboard, Guyana might be seen, especially if Maduro actually acts, might be seen as some sort of diversion operation for the Russians in Ukraine, because if you have trouble in the Western Hemisphere, so close to the U.S., of course, this would divert attention, political attention, diplomatic efforts, and military attention very much away from the Ukraine. Maybe the atrocious Hamas operation against Israel was something similar, also a diversion operation. I do believe that all those actors act in concert. So Russia, Iran, Hamas, of course, Maduro, Hezbollah. So there might be those two objectives. Okay, so get U.S. eyes and NATO eyes away from Ukraine and force a peace that would be basically a Russian victory now, and to get Maduro to become a normal member of the international community. And Guyana, okay, if they get a piece of Guyana and all that oil, great. So they would have advantages on all sides.
Joseph, I welcome your comment upon this fresh news of a deployment of military forces along the Guyana border by Caracas. At the same time, we have a Caracas story that requires explication. There's been an arrest of a human rights activist, Rocio San Miguel, arrested for involvement, here we go, in the conspiracy plot and attempted assassination of President Maduro. Who is Rocio San Miguel? What is the significance of this arrest? They want us to know about it. Why?
I'll get into that in a second, John, but I think it's first important to give us a little bit more context to what's happening on the border with Venezuela and Guyana. We spoke of this many times on the show, and essentially I said repeatedly since last September that Maduro is planning to invade Guyana. That's still the case. He obviously met with President Irfan Ali last December, and tensions cooled down a little bit. But as we know Maduro to be, his word is not very strong. And so any commitments that he makes through a dialogue can easily be broken when he decides to act. This is, you could juxtapose this with also his, what, you know, people have been claiming now, the reneging on the Barbados Agreement. The Barbados Agreement was a agreement that Maduro got into many years ago, a couple years ago, that said that he was going to allow all opposition candidates to run in a future Venezuelan election. Well, he broke the Barbados Agreement by not allowing Maria Corina Machado, the leading opposition candidate, to participate in this upcoming election. So if he doesn't acknowledge the Barbados Agreement, there's nothing that suggests he's going to acknowledge any other type of agreement that he set with Guyana in December. What's that context mean? That context means that all Maduro was doing in December was buying time. He was buying time to get more armament from Iran, to get more support from Russia and China, to get better prepared for an incoming invasion of Guyana. Now, the invasion is going to have a lot of asymmetric warfare elements to it, but the beginning of that is to start to persecute anybody that tries to interfere with that invasion. And that's where I'm going to turn to Rocio San Miguel. Rocio San Miguel is a analyst, a researcher in Venezuela. She manages an NGO. I just full disclaimer, I know her personally. She's spoken at SFS events in the past. And she's most known for her analysis of the military, of the Venezuelan armed forces. And her last tweet that she gave, I think, suggests why she was actually arrested by the Maduro regime, because her last tweet was a call to basically claim and to accuse the Maduro regime of not being in sovereign control of the country because they're not taking care of sovereign territory, most notably a port called La Guaira, which is near the Venezuela-Guyanese border. One of the things that came out recently was this article from the Wall Street Journal that talked about how Maduro's pre-positioning military assets along the border, and they talked about this port, La Guaira. The reason that that port is very critical is because that's where the Maduro regime's military is stationing its fast attack craft, the small boats, the same boats that the Houthis have used to harass vessels in the Red Sea. Those same boats are in Venezuela, and they're at a port near the border with Venezuela-Guyana. The Wall Street Journal article showed satellite imagery of those boats. If you compare that with what Rocio San Miguel said, I believe the Maduro regime is persecuting her because they can accuse her of being a spy, giving sensitive military information to U.S. authorities that was put out in this Wall Street Journal article. So that's how it all kind of ties together, John. But what it is, this is a preparatory step of persecution prior to Venezuela's impending invasion of Guyana.
So Rocio San Miguel is not an agent of the CIA. You say that you can see it on a satellite. It hardly needs a spy on the ground, Joseph. I guess there's not supposed to be a lot of logic to this. This is a persecution by Venezuela. Is it working, Joseph? Does this scare people out of Caracas?
What it's doing, John, is it's basically sending a message to all the Venezuelan armed forces, to everyone that's in the country that could be potentially giving information to outside sources, not just the United States. It could be to the Guyanese themselves, the Colombians, to the Brits, to whoever, to say that, listen, we're watching everything. And even if you're not doing it, if we make it seem like you're doing it, or if you try to challenge our narrative or our disinformation, we're going to go after you. That's what the message is about the detention, arbitrary detention of Rocio San Miguel, because as you mentioned, look, it was commercial satellite imagery that the Wall Street Journal used. It wasn't like any secret classified information. It was things that you could buy on the internet. And if you know the major ports of Venezuela, you just start looking around and you're going to see these things. The pre-positioning of those military assets is public information, honestly, if you look around. We were able to find it as well. But I think the reason that they got so mad is because that's the Iranian fast attack craft. That's the Iranian boats that they know that they have, but they deny that they're going to use. And this, I think, was something that upset them quite greatly.
This was the equipment that was brought more than a year ago by that slow-moving vessel from Iran. Is that what we're looking at, Joseph?
Yeah, this is Iranian armament, which includes drones, missiles, radars, fast attack craft, small boats, that was all brought through the guise of commercial shipments from Iranian cargo vessels that arrived in Venezuela. So this is multiple shipments, multiple vessels, to the point that the Venezuelan military has now more than 60 of these small boats, more than 100 drones, and I don't know how many missiles, but they have them. And that's what I'm saying, where they're preparing those military armament for an aggression against Guyana.
And Ernesto, I come to you because we necessarily have to pay attention to the word coup and the arrests of the opposition. But at the same time, does conflict along the Guyana-Venezuela border, this potential annexation of Essequibo, I'm just speculating here, but that is the word, annexation, is that going to be welcomed in Brazil? This is the activity of a neighboring state, or is Brazil going to understand that Lula da Silva is endorsing in some fashion Venezuela's intentions?
Well, John, I think in that hypothesis, what would happen is what has been happening in many occasions in Brazil recently, which is strong popular outcry against that sort of aggression and theoretical support of Lula to the aggression, but without any political consequence and without the media, official media, because today it's totally controlled by the power system. Diffusing it and getting it to people. So this would be a sort of unproductive silence outcry. Nothing would result. Congress would not try to censor Lula on any action in support of Maduro. Supreme Court obviously wouldn't do anything. So it's strange, right? Because Lula and his people, and the Supreme Court, they present themselves as the big defenders of democracy. But if you look at their friends around the world, it's anything but democratic regimes. Anyway, they get along with that because they have the media, they have the courts, they have the they have Congress, basically, and they have the international public opinion as well through the agencies that basically copy and paste the national press narrative. So, no, unfortunately, I don't think you can have millions of people protesting in the streets today against anything Lula does, and this doesn't have political consequences.
Joseph, one more detail about Guyana. I know that there is or is meant to be a British warship somewhere off the coast providing some security for the Guyanese, but not much. Your understanding of what's going on here, does the U.S. have a position? Has CENTCOM made a move or said anything about this threat? As we learned with Ukraine, when there's a deployment of military along your border, it has meaning. It's not an exercise. Has CENTCOM commented?
Well, not CENTCOM, John, but SOUTHCOM, which is the command.
Oh, yes, SOUTHCOM. Thank you. Thank you.
Correct. Yeah, Southern Command. They have the responsibility for the AOR of Latin America. They are very close to Guyana. I know that the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense in charge of Latin America has been down to Guyana on at least a couple occasions in the last a few weeks, months. But I think something that you're pointing to, John, is key to this for everyone to understand. This is not so much a land grab by Venezuela, because I don't think they're going to do – they may do something, but they're not totally interested in the land part of the Essequibo. They're interested in the maritime. They're interested in the water. So a lot of what Venezuela is preparing to do is very similar to what the Houthis have done in the Red Sea, which is be able to harass oil vessels that are going to be shipping or moving in the oil exploration of the 11 billion barrels of oil that have been discovered on the Guyana coastal waters. So that's what this is going to look like. And I think that the Department of Defense, the British Ministry of Defense, and others are well aware of it. The question is, how do you respond?
Argentina, there's an update on President Milei, his visit overseas, and yet back home, questions to be answered about Hezbollah and other bad actors. Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society. Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. Too many wars going on. I'm named CENTCOM for the Middle East instead of SOUTHCOM. Pretty soon it'll be, well, don't speculate, John. This is New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.